This is Senator Al Simpson. Now another oil disaster, this one in the Gulf of Mexico. Maybe it's time for Congress to get cracking on sensible oil spill legislation. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, last year both the House and Senate passed bills to create strike forces in each of the nation's 10 Coast Guard districts. They would ensure a quick response to any oil spill and also raise liability limits on tanker owners. What started off with a great head of steam has cooled to a wisp of a vapor, and it sits becalmed in a conference committee which has only met once, waiting for some compromise on liability limits. Any future spills just won't be cleaned up if the Democratic Congress doesn't get with it. Come on, Ted, you Dems run the show. Join me in pushing your pals to complete the task at hand. The time has come for us to buckle down, follow through, and find some middle ground, not run aground.
Al, at least we've learned something from the Exxon Valdez spill in Alaska last year and the incompetent response that made the disaster so much worse. According to the Coast Guard, the response to the Megaborg spill off the Texas coast is the best pollution response we've ever had. But that doesn't excuse Congress's failure to pass the pending oil spill legislation. It's been languishing for months, while further spills take place amid continuing uncertainty on how much liability those giant tankers ought to bear. The problem, Al, is your Republican colleagues who want to protect the polluters and limit their liability. We can't let the tycoons and their tanker toys off the hook. We can't deny states the right to impose strict liability when spills result. Someone has to pay for the cleanup, Al. It ought to be the big oil boys who cause the spills, not the hard-pressed taxpayers in the coastal states. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on time off from the job for working mothers when a baby is born. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.